This is Arielle Marie reading Girl Gospel 2, When Thrown Against a Sharp White Background, for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database as split as rock. This poem is after Morgan Parker, after Glenn Ligon, after Zora Neale Hurston. Girl Gospel 2, When Thrown Against a Sharp White Background. I always feel black, you know. I close my eyes at night and the tar behind them lids ain't nearly as dark as me. I wake to 1,000 white daggers darting ocular. It's only sunlight, baby, my lover laughs. I want to feel most colored when my lover calls me baby. Her eyes quelled into half moons. Instead, my color joins us in the aisle at Target. A white man barreling towards us and spits, "Nigger dykes," he says. And I'm all, "Yeah, okay, but you ain't gonna beat my ass." I'm trying to avoid incarceration. And it ain't working, or it is. I refuse to elegy, and I'm growing weary of fighting. I am knuckled into concrete white schools. Is mine a body kept alive by white repute? Some of the poets call these jails, and others pipelines or war zones. I'm inclined to agree. I got promise when I write about fucking instead of bullets. Promise, meaning a poem so beautiful, I must not be tragically black, however drowned I am by white noise when calling for help. An officer arrives, his gun drawn at me while my weapon melts. I mean, my mouth leaks blood. Am I armed then or breathing? Am I a threat to the nation or a nation of small risk or a threat to a nation of risks or anyway an inconvenience? Colored, loud, or colored, I am sharpened against a flint of white rage or how dare you say woman and exclude the white ones? I am fighting the idea of police and fathers, or else I am dreadful and mad. I am salacious and ever stuck on old shit or a shitty writer. Perhaps it's true. Perhaps I feel my nigga and color it, but what I mean is I'm cocky. I think I know better. The Target security guard walks us to our car, says women like us have to be discreet. I like to think he meant safe. I feel most colored when I realize it's dangerous to explain myself casually. I feel most colored when someone make it clear ain't nothing about me relaxed. It ain't simple. I'm colored and proudly line my bed with women, which is perhaps the saddest, blackest praise. I'm colored bitch or baby in the streets. I critique colored. I color formally. I form the poem. I poem the critic. I flint or fleck color. I set it aflame. I perform white into a bed and fuck it. I'm dirty after. I don't shower. I call the police pigs and build my politic in jazz. I dance wild. Don't touch the floor, it's a jungle, and I have no race, and this ain't my country, I ain't got skin in it. I'm so dark, I'm the cosmos, and you can't catch the blues or pronounce my name without biting your tongue. Don't touch, can't feel me, lest you colored like me. Can't pin me to a wall or chain my hands to my feet or make me translate. You can't even see me, I'm so colored, I'm invisible. I widen my legs and disappear. You think you shut my mouth, you just endorse my shit. Feel me against a wall, I'm colored, and this a stick up against her chest, I'm colored. Oh please, oh yes, when I beg, I'm colored, when I'm broke too, when I have children, when my womb is barren, I'm so nigga, I ain't got no name. I answer to the title of books. Call me heavy or magic or Achilles. Call me bestiary or homie or hull.